Well, we are hanging out with Larry Fedora, coach of the UNC Tar Heels up here in Charlotte, North Carolina, the ACC kickoff coach, back from Destin, Florida, refreshed, a little tan. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I couldn't be doing any better right now.
White sand?
Yeah,
it'd be better
sand.
If you were still there.
Well, yeah, maybe I could be, yeah.
Yeah.
If I had a pair of flip-flops on and some swim trunks, I'd be all right.
You're owning North Florida. You go into my alma mater in God's country over there, you knock off Florida State. Now you're vacationing in Destin. I mean, that's Larry Fedora, the north side of Florida.
I've been vacationing there for a long time, so yeah. Not just this year.
Hey, it's hard to go in there and win. And I know you gave credit to your kids because Florida State was down. They came back, took the lead with, 17 seconds to
23.
Go?
23.
Yeah. What an unbelievable win.
It really was. I mean, our guys did an unbelievable job. We had a great game plan. The players executed. And they believed. I mean, no matter what type of adversity happened in the game, they overcame it.
Let's talk about what's gone before we look ahead. How good do you think Mitch Trubisky will be? I know you had to wish you would have had him a little bit longer, but he had a pretty special year.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's special. He's going to be a special player at that level also. I think if he can stay healthy and they put the right people around him, he's going to play and be good for a long time.
I look around the conference, it's unbelievable. We were just talking to Paul Johnson about this. I mean, last year Mitch was here, Justin Thomas was here, Brad Kaya was here. It seems like every quarterback from the Coastal was here for these meetings. Now they're all replacing those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
How does it look right now for your team?
Yeah, we've got some young guys that are very talented. I mean, that remind me of where Mitch was when he was a freshman, a redshirt freshman.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then we've got a graduate transfer that we brought in. And so those guys are going to compete, and we're going to come up with a starter here, and hopefully he's a guy that will take care of the football and make good decisions.
Well, what do you like about Brandon Harris? Because we were talking about just kind of the challenges at the quarterback position for LSU. It was just a disaster down there, but he's a talented kid.
Very talented, and I believe what we do offensively fits him better than what he was doing there. I mean, because he's a kid that can beat you with his arm and his leg. And so hopefully we can integrate him into the offense as quickly as possible, because it's going to be about how quickly he can learn so that he can make good decisions.
You know, we've heard so much about him. We've watched him in Baton Rouge and everything that he tried to do with that program. What's it been like in your short time with him as far as his attitude and now learning what you want him to do offensively?
Yeah, his attitude has been unbelievable. He's a great kid now. He really has. And you know, we recruited him years ago when he was coming out of high school. We thought he was a great fit for us then. He knows he's got about, 7 months left in his college career, and he wants to give it everything he possibly can. And so he's working extremely hard to learn it.
Talking with Larry Fedora, coach of the UNC Tar Heels. In the Coastal Division, it's kind of up for grabs. It's going to be fun to watch. But as you look at the strength of the conference, it's now become a week-in, week-out, game-to-game conference, a lot like the SEC.
Yeah, a lot like what the SEC used to be, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we you're right. Anybody can beat you any given week. And so you got to be prepared, and you got to play well every week. I think the Coastal, there hadn't been a year that I hadn't been in this thing in the last 5 years that the Coastal hadn't been, you know, everybody's like, there's so much parity, and it is. And you take guys, there's such good coaches in this league. I mean, really are. And they're going to have their guys ready to go.
You know, around college football, there used to be one or two, maybe three decent games to kick off the year. And it seemed like most, you know, powerhouses had a directional school, maybe even two to kick off the year.
Right.
That's not the case anymore. I mean, look at you. You got Cal, then you got Louisville, week one, week two. Do you like starting with a team like that to get things rolling?
Yeah, I think it's good for college football. I really do. And I think in the long run, I mean, whether you win that game early or lose it, I mean, we've come to learn that it doesn't make you or break you.
Yeah.
Our guys understand it. They understand the importance of it and what we need to do. Yes, we want to win it. There's no doubt about that. But we also understand that you can be successful, win or lose it. So, you know, you just got to go into it with the right frame of mind.
All right, we mentioned the quarterback position, and you got some guys, but you also got to replace the Swisher. You got to replace Elijah. So who are some of the other guys that Tar Heel fans should be looking
for? Yeah, I think, starting off at running back, there's a kid out of Florida, actually. His name is Michael Carter, who is from Navarre High School. and the Panhandle.
Uh-huh.
And he came in this spring and did a heck of a job for us. So I think you need to see, watch him. You need to watch a guy named Jordan Brown that was in our program last year. He was the only running back returning. He just didn't get much time with Hood and T.J. Logan. And then you've got guys like Austin Prohl at receiver, who came in and filled in for Mac Hollins when he got hurt and had a really good year for us. I think he's going to have a heck of a year for us.
A lot of talent in the state of Florida. There's no question about that. But I look at a team like North Carolina, certainly Clemson, the ability to go in there and get yours. How does that work for you in this school?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talent in that state. There's no doubt about it. Great high school football. And, you know, you got three major teams in the state. There's more than 75 kids. So you got to go in. You got to do a good job of finding the kids that fit your school,
right,
that fit the University of North Carolina. When you find those kids and they come and visit, they see it, they fall in love with it. And we've done well in the Jacksonville area, actually. We've done well with kids out of that area.
You got a championship team in the North Carolina Tar Heels under Roy Williams. It is a great basketball school. You've made it definitely more of a football school. So I would think the fans up in Chapel Hill are ready to see another one, right?
Yeah, they are. They are. And that's why I came to Carolina, was to win a national championship in football, and it had never been done. And that's what gets me out of bed every morning. That's what, because there's a lot of people out there that say it can't be done. Well, it can be done, I promise you. And we're not that far away from doing it. We've established the culture that we want. Now we got to just keep building.
I remember our conversation a year ago. You were talking about that, just how the whole community within coaches and teachers at your school, you referenced, I don't know if it was women's softball or what sport it was a year ago, how you talk with a coach and how you can learn something.
Women's soccer.
Yeah, women's soccer. Yeah, just...
Yeah, I mean, he is women's soccer. I mean,
right.
The guy's won like 22, 23 national championships.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, so it was really the first time that I had heard that you can actually learn from a head coach from a totally different sport.
Oh, yeah.
As you move forward.
No doubt. I mean, and I, you know, every time I'm around those guys, I'm going to pick their brains.
Right.
I mean, you know, Jenny's our women's, she's our women's lacrosse coach. She's won a couple national championships. I mean, you know, Joe Bresci's won a national championship in lacrosse. I mean, anything that I can learn from those
right.
people, I mean, why not? I mean, you're around some of the best in their fields. I mean, we're all coaching, right?
Yep.
We're all coaching. We're all teaching. There's something you can learn from them.
You know, just to go back to the SEC versus ACC, I think it's a proud time for the ACC, given what you guys have been able to do.
Sure.
And the SEC, in my estimation right now, Larry, it's Alabama and 13 other ones that are looking up at them.
Right.
Doesn't they have that level.
They're top heavy right
yeah.
now, and they have been for a couple of years, you know. But, I mean, they'll get going again. They're not gonna stay there. They're competitive, and they've got good coaches, and they're going to get there. You know, it's but you're never going to stay on top forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody is. And
yep.
so, that's why I think the ACC has moved into that position. You know, and the key is, how long can we stay there?
Yeah.
All right, how does the summer, I mean, how do things wrap up for you? Do you get a chance to go back to Destin for a few, or is it all
I wish.
Forward?
My family's still down there, but no,
yeah.
I'm done. I mean, you know what, after the 4th of July, I mean, those fireworks start going, and my mind starts rolling towards football, and so it's time.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
it's great to see you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Appreciate
Best of luck.
It.
Thank you very much. Larry Fedora is the head coach of North Carolina.